Here we go. We continue in the first parak in the Art Scroll. We are on page 29 in the Feldheim. Thank you, Zev, on the Feldheim edition, the green one. We are on page Tess 9 on the bottom. Get ready to change your perspective and to learn from the Holy Ramchal. How blessed we are to be able to hear from the Ramchal, from the words, to understand what life is about. And here he goes. Atomic Ode Ba'inyan. If you go a little bit deeper, Tira, you will see Ki Ha'olam Nivra. I love it. Thank you, Hashem. Ha'olam Nivra L'Shimush Ha'adam. The world was created to serve me. The world is created to be there for me. You hear that, everybody? Amnam. But there's a big problem. Hinehu Omid B'Shikol Gadol. There's a big balance here. If you abuse the world, if you take advantage and you get too sucked into the world, and you forget about Hashem, and you get further from Him, who miskalkel? It ruins you. Umekalkel ha'olam imo. Not only do you get ruined, you ruin the world as well. But if you're able to take control of yourself, v'nidbak b'boro, and you're able to be close, to connect to your attached to your Creator, u'mishtamish min ha'olam, rak li'os le'usiu l'avodas boro, you take from the world what you need to help you, hu mis'ale, you get lifted, v'ha'olam mis'ale imo. Unbelievable. Kihine, ilu gadol hu labrios kulam yais misham she'ad mashalim. The whole purpose of the world is to be lifted up through man. Hamukdash b'kedushas Yisbarach, who is holy. Ukinyan ma'ashamar chaminu zechron l'rachamin in ha'ar shekazak l'shbaruch l'tzadikim. Right? The light that was hidden from the tzadikim, for the tzadikim. Kevin shirak l'shbaruch hu ar shekazak l'tzadikim samach. The light was so happy. What else is the light, right? We've spoken about this. What else is the tree here? The tree is sitting here, over here. This tree was able to be here. All the lights to light up the Beis Medrash. Samach, it's happy. Shema Ar Tzadikim Yismach. I mean, in Avdei HaMakom, right? We know the famous story with Yaakov Avinu, where all the rocks were fighting. Allah Yaniach. Yaakov Avinu, Shalom, 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 Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Malam, Shalom, Shalom, and they all said, Allah Yaniach Tzadik Roshay. Why? What else is the purpose of a rock? What else is the purpose of a rock? Right? This is where I give my example of the chicken. Right? People who are like, oh, save the chickens. What else is the value of a chicken? You take a chicken and you eat it L'Kavod Shabbos. What else, if I were a chicken, what else would I want to be? I want to be a piece of chicken in the chicken soup for a yid. Smell the chicken soup Friday night. What else? You want to be barking like toot, 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 just like pecking around in some yard? No, I want to be at the Shabbos table where they're singing Zmiras. What a schuz to be that chicken. Save the chickens. Make sure you don't touch. What else are chickens doing? They're not doing anything. Baruch Hashem, they're able to be there for you. Able to be for a yid to be able to say, oh, kol mekadei shvi, and smell the chicken soup. Wow, what an elevation. When Hashem created man, oh, I love this so much. Hashem took Adam Rishon. He says, do me a favor. Look how beautiful this world is. Please do me a favor. Don't mess it up. Don't ruin this world. Right? Like we said at Kiddush. Enjoy the shot. Enjoy the L'chaim. What are you going ahead? You know, covering over like the L'chaim. Like, oh, where's my next one? Right? Where's my... I'll never forget the guy in Yeshiva who was holding the thing. I'm like, you're already looking at that while you're like that. Like, enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. That shot was created. That L'chaim was created for you. Right? Kol ma'asher b'rasi b'shulcha. Don't ruin my world. Klalei shel davar. Bottom line, zuck the Holy Ramchal. We were not created for this world. We were created for the next world. So Hashem put us in a world where there are mattresses He put us in the world where there's food. He put us in the world where there's other things, not to pull us away from Him, but to give us the ability to be able to focus on Him so we can go to Olam Haba and everything works out. It's beautiful. And not only that, you are niskalkal and you're mekalkal the world when you don't use the world properly. You start getting a stomach ache when you eat too much food. You start getting depressed when you sleep too much. When you drink too much, you get drunk. You don't enjoy the alcoholic. The whole problem of the alcoholic, and I'm not judging anyone. The alcoholic doesn't enjoy the alcohol. That's the problem. He doesn't enjoy it. He holds his nose and has the chaser next to him. Sorry, no offense, but come on. Right? What do they compare this world to? L'makom uzman. It's a place. Like it says, Chazal say, Oilam Azeh Doim Leproizar. Second time he says this. Moshe Muzal, Hayoim La'asaisam. This world is a place to work. This is a world to do and do and do. U'machar L'kabal Scharam. All the benefits we're going to get later. Misha Tarach Be'erev Shabbos. Someone who works hard. Erev Shabbos, Yoichel B'Shabbos. You know who enjoys Shabbos the most? The guy who works hard during the week. Come Shabbos. Ah. Why do I say many times that people struggle with Shabbos? Because they do nothing all week. And I don't judge anyone. I would take a statistic based on the people who have trouble enjoying Shabbos. I'd like to know what their week's like. Okay. It's for another time. It's definitely not for this shir. What's the pshat? You work hard. You enjoy. You don't work hard. You don't enjoy. This world is dry land. Kayla Rabim al Zaderech. Itira Bemes. Next. Shekfar lo yuchal shum bal seichel, right? Only 7 minutes. See what 7 minutes does to a person? I don't know about you guys, but just like feel close to Hashem, feel close to reality. Tira Bemes Shekfar lo yuchal shum bal seichel amin shakas biyazadim lamasav lamadam. Now he proves it. He says, well, you're going to tell me this is where it's at? This world's where it's at? He says, Mahim chayadim bal lamazah. Well, it's hard. Life is hard. How many people are so happy already? You got to work hard. You got to raise a family. You got this. You got that. Life is tough. Life is very difficult. And that's it. And then what happens? As David HaMelech says, it's tough. Life is tough. And then what? You die? You have tsar, sicknesses, hurt, pain, difficulty. What? Hamavis. And then you die? Something doesn't match, doesn't add up. And that's assuming your life was a beautiful life. He says that in there. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, right. It's not for now, but Yimara says that. He's Machavin to Nasil Sharm. Very impressive. You're just saying that, Baruch Shekivanti. We're talking about a book, so we'll talk about it afterwards. But that's what people think. People think, oh, so life's difficult, and then you die? How many people already are on the big yacht with all the fruits and all the candy and all the everything? And what, you think they're having a good time? They're not having a good time. The gam hu, iliagil me'eshanak varavu batim roilam. Once he's 100, it's over. Not only that, Shem Tachlis Prius Ha'adam. Oh, thank you, Hashem. L'tzarech Olam Hazeh. Lo yotzarech bnei zeh shetunu bach boi neshama kol kach chashuv al yonig shei gdoi li yosef malachim ha'atzmam. Right, so what do I need my neshama? What is the neshama? Kol shkein shi eina moitza shum nachas roch b'chol inu gezeh ha'ilam. The neshama has zero interest in this world. Has nothing in this world. The only thing it has is a little breath when it comes into the Beis Medrash, when you learn Torah, when you think about Hashem, you think about reality. Right, the famous Medrash, we'll end off with this. Zula Shoinam, V'gama Nefesh Le'Samala. Why do people not able to feel satisfied? Why? A guy takes out a girl who's a billionaire, a gazillionaire. She's got beautiful cars and restaurants, blah, blah. And he takes her to a pizza shop. It's like, ah, I'm going to get you. You can get if you want, you can get an olive slice if you want. You can get spicy fries. If you want, you can get two Snapples. She'll laugh at you. What does that mean? She's wined and dined. That's what's going to be exciting for her? Zakta neshama is the same thing. What are you giving me in this world already? The cocaine? How good is the cocaine? How good is the heroin? People die from that. What? What's the enjoyment that everybody has that they're not enjoying? All the enjoyment that people are chasing. Everyone's chasing the enjoyment. Find me that guy who's actually enjoying this world from chasing all of this world, and I'd like to know his trick. There is no trick. You know why? Because it's a lie. It's a lie. That's not what makes a person happy. That's what the Ramchal says. Oh, let's wrap this up. Im yavi l'kol ma shebo'ilom, einam chashuvim l'klum, shehi bas melech kacha nefesh. Ilu evisa l'kol ma danei oilom eina klum la. Why? Shehi min ha'elyonim. Because your neshama, your enjoyment, was already in the real world. It knows the truth. It knows the truth. That's why Reb Tzadik says, I'll end off, that a person who has big taivas, don't get down. Be excited. You know what that means? It means you're tapped in to your neshama. You're tapped into your essence of who you are. The fact that you have this yearning for desires, for enjoyment, for the physicality of this world. It means that your neshama really wants those things. But it looks at it in this world and thinks it gets tricked by the gashmias. But deep down it knows what it truly wants. Okay, have a wonderful... All right, 11 minutes, 35 seconds a day keeps the Yitzhar away and at bay.